This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Kanye West has a new album out. It is just 27 minutes long, and it's called Jesus is King.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus is Lord.
Okay, well, not all his fans are saying hallelujah. Here to take us from Jesus to Jesus is Jay Connor, editor at The Root. Welcome back.
That was a great intro, Jesus to Jesus.
It was a great intro.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Okay, so how is this a departure from his regular music or the music we know better?
I think I would say that it's a departure primarily because it's rooted in gospel. I think that Kanye... And for the most part, most black artists have, you know, we come from gospel upbringing. We come from church and all that other stuff. And our music is definitely tinged by that. But this is the first time where Kanye's made like an overt attempt to kind of replicate that ambiance and that sound and really channel it in his music.
Although he does talk about Jesus a lot. We put together a waterfall of his past.
A waterfall.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what
cool.
We call it here in the biz.
That's what's up.
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. I am a God, even though I'm a man of God. My whole life in the hand of God. So y'all better quit playing with God.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
We on an ultralight beam. We on an ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything.
Okay, so he likes God, or he sings a lot about God.
Kanye loves God. Black people love God, but Kanye definitely has love for God.
So what's the difference between that and what this new album is doing?
I think with this album, I think it's a manifestation of a lot of the personal turmoil that Kanye is going through. I think it's that this album is a manifestation of him trying to kind of find himself. I was talking with somebody yesterday about this, and they were saying, like, do you feel like it's a call for help? And I think that he didn't record it as intentionally as a cry for help, but I mean, it might be interpreted that way.
Interesting. Well, let's hear another track from this album. This one's called Sulla.
They say that we start on Monday, but the strong start on Sunday. Won't be in bondage to any man. John 8:33. We the descendants of Abraham. Yea, should be made free. John 8:36. To whom the sun set free is free indeed. He say the wretch like me.
Oh my gosh. So there's actually a choir there.
There is.
You grew up in the church.
I did.
Right?
I did.
You,
yes.
You went several times a week.
At least three.
Wow.
Yeah. And Fridays too, when I became a teenager, because they have like the youth services.
Uh-huh.
So I'd say four times a week. But yeah, my mom did a lot of motivational speaking and preaching in church. My dad was an elder. My sister is now a preacher's wife and also, I think, an elder at her church.
Oh, wow. So you know this world. You know this music. You know what he's trying to talk about.
I know this world very well.
Do you see it as authentic? Do you see what he's doing as something that you can recognize?
I think that his intentions are authentic. I think that a lot of people are questioning, because I think a lot of times what happens is we tend to judge people for what it is that they're going through. And like they say, like, you can't judge people's walk with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in a position to, I don't know Kanye personally. He does not come to, you know, my game nights. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not in a position to acknowledge his intentions.
Mm.
All I can do is judge the byproduct of, you know, what it is that he's created. And I think that he's, I think he thinks he's well intended, but I think that obviously it's had mixed results.
Mixed results in what way?
In regards to how people are taking this message,
uh-huh.
And I think it's also kind of tainted with a lot of this, you know, this recent spate of interviews that he's been doing, where he's been saying that, like, you know, black people are brainwashed by Democrats, and also at the same time saying things like that he's the greatest living human all time artist. What was it he said? The all-time greatest living human artist?
Something like that.
That's not Christ-like.
Not at all. Sounds kind of familiar when it comes to certain someone tweeting. Speaking of, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted about the album.
He did.
He said, Kanye West is cracking the culture code. His new album is the epitome of fearless creativity and dangerous unapproved ideas. Leftists always try to silence those who are speaking truth. They're waging a war on our family and culture. Kanye is a pioneer.
Yeah. This kind of goes back to what I was saying about Kanye saying that Democrats are brainwashing black people. I mean, this is why a lot of conservatives, which I wrote about over at The Root, this is why a lot of conservatives are, you know, writing, or like I said, all the wrong people, whether, you know, the conservative or not, whether it's Donald Trump or Donald Trump Jr. or a number of different conservatives and things of that nature. This is why a lot of them are writing with them or writing with Kanye, just because he is, you know, kind of providing them with a mechanism to kind of infiltrate the black community and other communities that they otherwise would not be able to influence.
Is he having any, is there any success to that? Is that actually happening? Are people saying, oh,
yeah.
Really?
I mean, Kanye just did his, are you familiar with his Sunday service?
Yeah.
So he just did a Sunday service yesterday in Inglewood and it was packed. You know what I mean? It's like clearly Kanye still has this level of cultural currency with our community. Which is why I'm a big advocate of just do not throw him away, just because he has such tremendous sway and such tremendous influence. And we just can't just get rid of him just because of that. I mean, we need to, you know, bring him back to the light.
But there's one thing to appreciate the music and appreciate the artist. But yeah. Do you think that he has a political influence on people who go hear him?
Absolutely. I definitely think he has a political influence.
Like, is he converting people to become, because black people don't like Donald Trump.
Black people don't like a lot of things, but yeah,
Donald Trump. I mean, in general,
Donald Trump is
not many voted for Donald Trump.
Yes.
So do you think that he has some kind of effect politically?
I think that won't truly be seen until next November.
So Kanye West still has a lot of currency in the black community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we can't even decide if we hate him. You know, he came out and he did all this stuff and he said some of the things he said. He sided with Donald Trump. I mean, I wrote about it last year in Playboy when he visited Trump. And it's like we couldn't even come to a collective decision after we shunned people for doing a lot less, like Chrisette Michele, whenever she performed at his inauguration. Her career still hasn't rebounded, but we have such tremendous respect and adulation for his, you know, his craft and his music that we can't even let it go because we're still like, we still love Kanye. So that's why I'm a big advocate of like, we gotta, you know, sit him down and get his mind right, but we can't just shut him down.
Do you like his music?
I love his music. And I mean, on my way over here, I'm not gonna lie, I had to, you know, listen to this Jesus is King, and I was hell bent that it was super trash, but I would like to remove the super and it's just trash now. I'm still not a fan of it, but I can still see tinges of vintage Kanye in there, specifically with the soul sampling. And I think that it was kind of interesting in that he's kind of incorporated like the gospel elements as far as like the choirs and, you know, sampling, you know, gospel records. I'm still not a fan of the album. I'm still not a fan of the end result, but I don't hate it as much as I initially did. So
you
I have
don't
to,
like it because...
I just don't think it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I grew up on Kanye. I remember listening to him in like 2003 when nobody knew who he was. So like I can literally say like I was there before like nobody really knew who he was. We're talking about 16, 17 years. So I've seen his entire career arc, and it's just disappointing to me that the same guy that, you know, inspired so many of us as creatives, as black people, as just, you know, outcasts, that he's, you know, kind of embraced this new ideology that just goes counterculture to what it is that we thought he stood for. And that's why so many people are hurt and disappointed in who he is today, especially considering that like he's taken some of these stances, but look who he's married to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Because
a lot of these things that he's saying, I mean, he was just going on a rant during his interview with Big Boy's Neighborhood. Uh-huh. And he was talking about how like Instagram is like, you know, killing culture and everything is about attention. And I'm like, dude, your wife just turned that into a multi-billion dollar. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense. That's his family is in literally in the business of social media.
Right.
So it's just like, what are you talking about right now?
A lot of what Kanye says doesn't make sense. That's,
yeah.
That's who he is.
Yeah, that's if you look up Kanye in the dictionary, it says doesn't make sense. So I completely understand what you mean.
Jay Connor, editor at The Root and co-host of the Extraordinary Negroes podcast. Jay, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Close on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. Close on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A.
Hold the selfies, put the gram away, get your family.
All right, that'll do it for us today here on Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. I'll see you tomorrow.
Always keep them safe. Watch out for vipers. Don't let them indoctrinate. Closed on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. You're my number one. With the lemonade. Raise our sons.